Gilbert Ondieki is installing a solar panel from M-Copper on the roof of his shop in Kangemi on the outskirts of Nairobi. He says having a steady supply of electricity has meant more sales, earning more cash for his family.
M-Copper Solar has really boosted my business because in the past, when darkness set in, I would close for the day. But now I'm able to work late into the night and close whenever I want to.
M-Copper, whose name comes from the Swahili word for burrow, sells the solar kits for $35, and customers then pay 50 cents a day for a year, after which they own their systems. The kit contains an 8-watt solar panel, two LED bulbs, a rechargeable flashlight, a phone charger, and a rechargeable radio. M-Copper users pay using their mobile phones, making it more efficient to track cost and use. Jesse Moore is M-Copper's CEO.
In 10 years, the rest of the world will look at what leapfrogging technologies came out of Kenya and came out of East Africa, and I think we will have a situation where this part of the world is the role model for others, going off the grid, harnessing the power of the sun, and connecting people affordably, reliably, and quickly in a way that's never been done before.
And business is booming.
Welcome to M-Copper. My name is Gloria. How may I assist you?
Gloria Lucidio is one of more than 200 M-Copper customer care representatives helping people across East Africa with their solar energy systems. M-Copper now has pay-as-you-go customers in Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania. It offers an alternative to traditional power companies, such as in Kenya, where only 4 million households are connected to the national electricity grid in a country of 42 million. Lenny Ruvaga for VOA News, Kangemi, Kenya.